Non-discrimination and affirmative action. If healthcare providers are to imbibe rights-based and gender-sensitive responsive values, then these same values must be reflected in various domains of health providers' work environment, including in recruitment, working conditions, workplace safety and security. For example, recruitment of health providers must be such that the workforce represents the diversity of the community it serves in terms of gender, race, religion, caste, etc. This may require specific affirmative action policies and long-term investment in education and training of persons from marginalized groups. Health workers must be protected from discrimination based on caste, race, religion, gender or sexual orientation. There should be a clear policy on zero tolerance for discriminatory behavior, and redress mechanisms for violation of such a policy. The management should signal its commitment to equality and non-discrimination in word as well as in deed. Sidebar. Checklist 17. 17.1. Does the government submit regular reports to human rights treaty bodies on how it has acted to fulfill reproductive rights supported by the treaties that it has ratified? What proportion of the drafting committee consists of civil society actors? SRH advocates. 17.2. Are sexual and reproductive rights supported by international human rights treaties incorporated into domestic laws? Identify examples of domestic laws that may violate SRR supported by treaties that the government has ratified. 17.3. What are the various grievance redress mechanisms available to users of SRH services at the national and provincial/state levels? B. At the district level. C. At the facility level. Which of these mechanisms, if any, have legal backing? 17.4. In the past year, have the local grievance redress mechanisms received any complaints related to the provision of contraceptive information and services? What proportion of these complaints has been addressed? What proportion has been resolved? 17.5. What proportion of complaints received/addressed/resolved by grievance redress mechanisms are from members of marginalized groups? 17.6. In practice, at the facility/district levels, are there special officers/volunteers who help clients with grievances to approach the appropriate grievance redress mechanisms? 17.7. Are any of the indicators used by the government for tracking progress in sexual and reproductive health, including in contraception, rights-based? 17.8. Has performance-based financing been adopted in sexual and reproductive health services? Are there studies on the equity impact of these? Is any marginalized group disadvantaged as a result of the PDF? End of sidebar.